Johnny, 1981, and a young rugby league player named Jeff Fenwick arrives at the gym for some fitness and some fitness work. What happens next?
Well, I had a kid that was fighting up there that had had a few years under his belt. And young kid was just sitting down on the seat watching and never said nothing. And I just happened to say, mate, we've got to try and get someone to spar us. We need some sparring. And this kid said, I'll spar him. And I said, oh, mate, we don't work that way. You got to do a bit of training. And, you know, then you can get in and have a spar when you get a little bit of knowledge and everything like that.
Mm.
Anyhow, I said, mate, if you want to come up tomorrow, be here at 5 o'clock or whatever. I got there a little bit early and here's this kid waiting down with his bag. And that was young Jeff Bennett. And it was amazing how, like, 81, he's come up, never had a fight. 82, 83, Australian amateur champion. 84, he's the captain of the Australian Olympics. Got horribly robbed in a fight that would have seen him go into the final and fight Steve McCrory, who he finished up stopping after that. But it just, you couldn't believe. And when he won that title, the world title, the Japanese were very cranky of the stoppage by the referee. But he done a good job by stopping it. And in a couple of months, we fought him again and just knocked him out in a couple of rounds. It just showed how quickly he was improving. But I always quote Jack Gibson as, you only take out what you put in, and nobody put in as much or as hard as Jeff Fenwick did.
Yeah. Well, what was it like being in the corner for Jeff? I mean, how big was his heart?
Oh, like a lion. He was tough and he was game. He had fighter written all over him, Jeff, you know. It was a wonderful period in my life to just watch this kid, how much he wanted it, how much he forsook to do it. His discipline was paramount. And he just knew what he wanted. And very young and in the sport at that time, but he just raised to the top quicker than anyone I've ever seen.
As we know, Jeff doesn't possess a one-punch knockout, but he does wear boxers down.
He's hitting him here with enough to wear a brick wall down.
I think they're going to have to watch Samat's head. Samat's getting very free with the head.
But oh, Payakaroon just standing there and letting Fenwick hit him.
Well, the only thing that's getting Jeff Fenwick tired is throwing punches.
Another warning there to Fenwick to stop pushing. He's hitting Payakaroon at will now. The Thai boxer is down. He's out. He's finished. It's over. Fenwick is the winner. Fenwick is the world champion. Payakaroon is finished.
Jeff Fenwick.
So three times the world champion in three weight divisions, the bantamweight, super bantamweight, and the featherweight. Now, he came back, didn't he, as a super featherweight after that featherweight title. Now, I wanted to take you, Johnny, to 1991, and it's his first meeting with Azuma Nelson. Now, the highlights we could go on about forever, but I wanted to ask you about this fight at Caesars Palace in Vegas against Azuma. What are your memories of it? I'm assuming, you know, remembering it was one of the low lights for him and for you, when just about everyone present, I think including even Mike Tyson, who was fighting on the night, thought he'd been robbed.
Oh, look, he was robbed blatantly. And it could have been worse. They could have given him, they made it a draw conveniently, but they could have been or more so and made out the Azuma had won it.
12 rounds of boxing, we have a split decision, and here are the score totals. Judge at ringside, Jerry Roth, scores the bout 115-113 for Jeff Fenwick. Judge at ringside, Miguel Donate, scores the bout 116-112, Azuma Nelson. And judge at ringside, Dave Moretti, scores the bout 114 to 114, a draw. The decision is even a draw.
Oh, goodness, that is mind-boggling. And look at the reaction by Jeff Fenech. He is in total disbelief. No way, he says. It's a draw.
Yeah, it was very hard to take because I knew that there was no one that could on earth that could beat him at that 9 stone, and then I'd be fighting at the 9-4 weight and win that. I was very confident that we'd win the second one as well, but it wasn't to be.
Mm.